Wow. There we are. All right. And this is Beacon of Hope's Living the Good Life live in the studio, Clearwater, Florida. Wow, we just ran in here. There was another group right before us, and so we all just kind of played musical chairs, and we sat down, and here we are. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and Michelle and Connie, woo-hoo! What is today? What is today?
Three. 3 years.
3 years.
Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3. What does that mean? Connie, what happened 3 years ago right now in this room? You were here with me on 3 years ago today. What happened?
We had our first radio broadcast.
First radio broadcast. Oh, my gosh. And how exciting that was it not? And actually, Connie, we recorded that first one, didn't we?
Yeah, never again.
Never again, did we? No, it was not live because we were all scared.
scared and messed up.
Scared and like, whoa, what are we saying when? And it was just a 60-minute program, wasn't it? We went on for the first few months, just the first few weeks, just for 60 minutes. And then we realized that we all talked too much and that was not going
to
work.
We had so much to say and we didn't have enough time.
That's exactly right. We didn't have enough time. And
yeah,
so,
and that's all changed.
What's
nobody talks
there?
Too much now, right?
Now
nobody
talks. 2 hours.
Yeah, and now it's ridiculous. We talk, we get so managed.
Minutes now, 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
120
so,
minutes.
Nan is marking this big event with a camera right there. So, hi to Nan.
Cheers.
Yes. All right. We are so excited and glad that you've joined us today for our show, Living the Good Life. And yes, it is Celebration Sunday, and we are celebrating 3 years on the air, and how exciting that is. So God has been doing wonderful things, and we've had a good time doing it, don't you think, Michelle?
Oh,
I don't
know.
You don't seem to ever have fun on the radio, do you?
No, I always have to drag myself
yes,
in. I never can figure out anything to say.
Can't figure out what to say. It's just so hard for you.
It's a struggle.
Struggle.
It's a struggle, but it is my duty,
your
so
nose
I do it.
Is growing.
Yes. Connie, she's lying.
So is your ears. Your nose and ears are growing.
I mean, we know that's not true, right? We know that you have such a great time doing this show. And we all do. Connie, do you enjoy it?
No.
Do you love it?
No.
We have a huge radio team here on Living the Good Life.
Huge.
Yes, huge. The camera can't see Catherine over there, but she's going to slip into a chair in a minute.
She'll be here.
She'll be here. To my right, Connie Farmer, Michelle Cardinal. To my left, Catherine right over there, Nivens.
Peace out, my
Catherine
friends.
Right over there, Nivens.
Catherine right there, Nivens.
Yep. And we've got Marla
who's
coming on later.
This week. Marla,
Marla.
This week.
Oh, Catherine is?
A big one.
A big one?
29.
Yeah, is it the big
3-0?
Yeah, 3-0.
The big 3-0. Wow. Uh-huh. All right, how exciting that is. Marla's out there, and she's going to join us later.
Jim.
Pastor Jim is out there.
Woo!
They're going to join us. And we have three more members of our radio team that are not in the studio today, and I'm really mad at them that they didn't get here to be here live in person.
I know, what's mad with you? It's not that long of a drive.
I mean, come on. Houston, Texas, Deb and Alice, we are excited.
They drive all the time.
They will, I know. They'll join us later on in the show. And Carol McWhitt, that's her email address.
That's
Carol, I mean, I didn't rush or anything here. Yes, Carol from up in Georgia. We're so excited that all of our team is going to be on the same show today. That's amazing, Catherine. Mm-hmm. We did it a year ago, didn't we, for our 100th show.
March 8th.
And what is the number of our show today, Connie?
159.
That's 159th show, the third year. So this is exciting. We welcome you to contact us during the show today. And here's how you do it. There's two different email addresses. Michelle has the email up right in front of us right now. The two email addresses, prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. If you have prayer requests, yes, and we can pray for you during the show. Or you can talk to us and you can email us your questions, comments, or maybe a, hey, congratulations. That'd be cool, too. And that's pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. So we welcome you to invite a friend, have them tune in. And if you're in the Tampa Bay area and you're listening on 1340 AM, you can also access us on the web. And it's a great connection, and it's tantalk1340.com. tantalk1340.com.
And,
yes,
to some
and
of the, particularly those people with Macs, you can go to Ustream.
Yes.
The letter U.
Okay.
Stream.
Yes.
Ustream. And you come to that website, and then you just type in Tantalk, and it'll bring up the radio
Tantalk
station.
Tantalk 1340? Do they have to put in the Tantalk?
No, just Tantalk? Just Tantalk. It'll pop up.
And there will be.
You'll have options, and Tantalk Radio will come up.
Oh, that is fantastic. That's great. Okay.
Wow.
There's a lot of things. And we're going to share a lot today. One of the goals of this show today is to talk about why we do this radio broadcast every week. Because this is it's a big outreach for our ministry. It's a big step financially every week. It's a commitment to 8 people plus me. That's 9 of us that commit to this. 9, that's a lot of people. And, you know, of course, you're not on, all of you, every week. I usually am. But, you know, it's a big commitment. Why we do this. So I'm going to be talking individually to these team members today. And we think it's going to be very insightful. And we are so glad that you have joined us today for this show. And we're going to start out with one of Michelle's favorite songs.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I know, Connie, but we have to keep her happy, you know?
Yeah.
And it is Bring It All Together by Wynonna and Natalie Grant.
Wynonna,
come on.
I hear you say that you can't go on 'cause you had it all and watched it fall away. You feel betrayed 'cause everything's gone wrong. Can't find the strength to hope for a better day. We may not understand the reason. Take your pain, he's gonna take your doubt, yeah, he's gonna bring it all together, bring it all together, gonna make you happy, he's gonna make you laugh out loud, yeah, he's gonna bring it all together, bring wondering if the struggle means anything. If you realized that it's in his hands, you'll find the peace that sweet surrender brings. Well, we may not understand the reason. Well, I know his promise will never.
Praise God. He brings it all together. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that God causes all things to work together.
Amen.
For those who love God and are called according to his purpose.
Amen.
He brings it all together, Catherine. There are times in our lives where it just seems like nothing's working. And I want to start off with a scripture, and then we are going to talk to Catherine and Michelle. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And look at verse starting with about 15, and it says this in the Message Bible. There's nothing like the written word of God for Amen. Showing you the way to salvation
Hallelujah.
Through faith in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Every part of Scripture, let's say that,
every part
of Scripture is God-breathed and useful one way or another, showing
Amen.
Us truth.
Yes.
Exposing our rebellion.
Amen.
Ooh, don't we love that, mm-hmm. exposed. Correcting our mistakes.
Hallelujah.
Training us to live God's way.
Thank you, God.
Through the word, we are put together. That's what Winona said. Bring it all together
bring it
there.
All together, sister.
We are put together and shaped up for the tasks that God has for us to do.
Amen.
And then Paul goes on to, and he says, I can't impress this on you strongly enough. He said, God is looking over your shoulder.
Thank you, Lord.
He's looking over your shoulder. And then on down, he says, but you keep your eye on what you're doing. Accept the hard times along with the good. Keep the message alive. Do a thorough job as God's servant. And there's so much there in that passage. Isn't that mm-hmm. fantastic? We welcome you to Living the Good Life's third year anniversary celebration
Amen.
Radio show today. Let's start with a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you in your precious name, the name of Jesus, the name above every name, that those that listen to this broadcast, whether it be live or later on our website, that those that listen will get true words of life, that they will be encouraged, that they will be reminded of how much you love them, that they will, in fact, draw closer to you because of the anointing of your word on this broadcast today and each of our radio team that shares today. God, we thank you for this opportunity. You've done it. You've opened the door. And so we're going to walk through it today, and we're going to speak your word in season and out of season. We're going to give it all we've got, and we praise you, God, for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Catherine,
amen.
Michelle.
Hey.
Yes.
Right
all right.
Radio
you
time.
Two. Radio time. You guys joined our radio team probably a year and a half ago or so. It's been quite a while ago. It doesn't seem like it was just yesterday. It seems like you've been on for a long time.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Actually
definitely
closer to 2 years.
2 years.
Definitely close to 2 years for
close
Michelle.
Close to 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think about a little over a year for me.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Catherine, why do you do this?
Well,
that's right. Right off the top,
honestly,
I'm asking you a question.
I kept hearing Michelle rave about it. She just would say, you got to be there. You got to be in the studio at
right.
the radio.
Yeah.
And I would call in, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I called in probably four or five, maybe
you
even
sure
more.
Did.
And I like doing that. And
right.
she said, yeah, it's probably good calling in, but you don't know. You get in there and you're having a conversation and you think of another angle on something.
Right.
And I kept thinking, yeah. That's you. But I have to admit to
you
her.
You have to admit. Okay.
It really
what happened?
Was true. When I finally did come one time with Michelle and it was the three of us.
Yes.
It was a different experience than calling in from home. It's,
right.
You know, it's more like a live conversation where
that's
you're,
right.
you know, sharing on your feet, thinking on
right.
your feet. And
we don't plan this, do we?
No.
And we have a general idea
really
where we're going.
Fun in that.
Yes, there is, isn't there?
So that's why I enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely.
The spontaneity of it.
The spontaneity. That's a great point. Michelle, You feel it down on the inside of you, don't you? Why you want to do this? Share with our listening audience, because I think that people need to hear why this radio team takes the time and makes the effort to do this.
Well, first and foremost, the obvious reason is, you know, you're doing God's work.
Yes.
And that's just a simple, easy go-to answer, but it's incredibly true.
Right.
Powerfully true. Once you have that, in your heart, it just exponentializes because you start, okay, I'm here doing God's work because I've seen what it's done in my life and I want to share that. And then as it fills me up,
right.
I have this outpouring that is beyond my realm of thinking because it's not even me anymore. I really do become a true extension of God.
Yes.
And the other thing that really, really, really love about this is many of us who love the word and really get into the word and unfortunately don't do it as much as we can. This is really kind of like one of those pajama nights, you know, where you sit around, you're having your milk and brownies, and some people
like
that
sounds
their,
good. We just had brownies at lunch. That sounds really good.
Or, you know, some people like cheese and wine and that sort of thing, and we're having this conversation. It's just like a living room couch conversation that we're having, and it just builds and builds, and like Catherine says, it's infectious.
Yes.
And contagious.
Contagious.
And you just can't stop, kind of like I am right now.
And really, the Holy Spirit gives us the direction,
amen.
Does he not,
mm-hmm,
Catherine?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And as you share your experiences, talk to me about that.
Well, even when we go to service on Sunday mornings.
Oh, did we have church today or did we have church?
Mm-hmm. We had church.
Did we have church, Nan? We had church.
I think it was, you know, the excitement of this 3-year anniversary, too, was in it. But what I was going to say was, even when we go to church and we try to, usually you try to keep the same theme when we come to the radio.
Right.
It's always more or a different angle on it where you went, hey, well, why did they take 3 days to do this? You know,
right.
And you think that stuff may be during service, but you don't have a chance to really talk about
it.
So it's really a spontaneous sharing of the word and getting in deeper into it. And besides the fact, you never know who's listening.
That's exactly right. And are
other
we okay
states,
with that?
We've heard from other states.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Friends and family that, you know, are out of the area can listen and share something with you.
Yes.
And so there's that, too.
There's that dimension to it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Michelle, when we start to open the scriptures, you know, I mean, all three of us know that the scripture can say a certain thing. But then as we begin to talk about it, you're a perfect example of the word application. Do you want to explain that word? And metaphor, perhaps, would explain.
Yeah.
And somebody's going, what does that mean? Do you want to explain that? What happens as you're in here?
Well, well, here's my metaphor. It's
okay.
I'm totally in the mood for ice cream right now.
Are you?
And,
I'm sorry, we didn't bring any.
Well,
cake is on the way.
And it can be cake. And that's you know, the crossover there is you're totally ready for the word. And you go into the ice cream shop and you're like, I think I'm going to have some vanilla.
Right.
And then when you get into the shop, you're like, oh, my God, that chocolate's really good, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe chocolate and vanilla.
Right.
And that's kind of how it is when we come in here. We're coming in here and we're going to talk about 2 Timothy.
Right.
But it may bring us over to 2 Corinthians.
Yes.
Or Romans 8, like we heard in Winona's song.
Right.
And that's what the cool thing is. And I really think God is like, oh, I got something for you girls. You're going to be really excited about
this. Exactly.
It's not at all what you're thinking right now. And he gets so excited, too. You can feel
you
his
can
presence
feel it.
When,
yes.
when it's that. Again, just like now, he's like, oh, boy, do I have some good stuff for y'all today.
Exactly.
And it's not just vanilla ice cream.
Right. Talk about that.
It's almost unexplainable because we don't know where that word comes from a lot of times. We're just all having a discussion and sharing, and then we get something powerful coming in the middle of it. So do you think that's just the Holy Spirit?
It is the Holy Spirit. Absolutely.
Because it's nothing consciously that we plan ahead.
No, because we don't sit down and map out what we're going to do. We know Connie is our music director, and she has the songs ready.
Yeah.
But we don't, other than that, we just have a general idea of a theme. But it is the Holy Spirit, and it all is all about God living in each of us individually. But then there's that added part of it, Catherine, where we have to submit to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you want to comment on that?
Well, it's just like what you were saying about your first radio show and how you recorded it. And you're like, oh, we messed up. Let's re-record it. Oh, we messed up. Let's re-record it. And then you're like, okay, we just got to do this.
Right.
Because that's it. You're saying, you know what? We know the basics here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's let God take it over. Let the Holy Spirit show us the way.
Right.
And then we just fall into step. It's just like being in the military and
you're
marching.
You were in the military, right?
Yeah, and you just, they're like, if you feel funky, fall into step. And
right.
then you know when you're in step with things and everything just goes smoothly.
Absolutely. Catherine, talk to me about what happens on the inside of us in a radio show where, like we just said, God's Holy Spirit gives us that rhema word, if you will, that word that just kind of hits us. And we like, oh, let's go with that angle. And we can just see it. We kind of play off of each other, you know?
Right.
But what happens to you on the inside? Is there any change going on in you? I know there is in me when I take this time.
There is. I feel a peace about, you know, I'm not concerned about what I'm saying. I'm not overthinking anything.
Right.
And I know a few times when I've been here, the last time, as a matter of fact, where there was a very simple idea that was coming out.
Okay.
And I don't remember the specific of it, but I said to you, people make this so complicated. It's
right.
so simple to love one another. It was something about
yes.
our daily lives, to love one another, to treat each other like Jesus would. It's just so simple. And we make it so complicated. And then you ended up going off on a whole thing about that, about how, you know people think to be studying the Bible, it's like a class they're taking where they have to learn all the different words
right.
and the Latin and make it, you know, so that it's not, you know, so to speak, more like studying a course or something. And it doesn't have to be that complicated. So you ended up expounding on what I said and going
right.
on. And it, I think it's because we were both open
yes.
to exploring that
whole,
idea.
Right.
And it just took off from there. So, yes, I feel good inside and happy when those things happen, because I think it's submission, like you said.
It is.
That you open your heart to what's going to happen with the conversation and not try to have any control.
Exactly.
I'm a very controlling person. Anybody that knows me will admit that. I've gotten better, but Michelle. My life is very controlled.
Okay.
I have a science job.
Right.
Things are black and white to me, and I'm very controlled. And I think that my best conversations here and at Wednesday night Bible study is when I let go of the control.
Yes. Yes.
I kind of sit back. I'm open to what's going to happen.
That's what we're
and
talking about.
I think
about.
It helps mm-hmm. us grow. I think it's about growth, you know. I think we're
it's
our
all
own
about
worst
growth.
Enemy. I think we, like you said, you have to be willing to open to the Holy Spirit here
yes.
at the radio and what can happen. And when we aren't willing to do that, I'm sure there's things being revealed, but you won't know it because you're not receiving
right.
it.
Right. You know, and it's back to this passage we started with a minute ago in 2 Timothy 3, where Paul says to Timothy, there's nothing like the written word of God for showing you the way to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Every part, I love that in the Message Bible, every part of Scripture is God-breathed and useful one way or another, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion. Of course, none of us have had any rebellion, for heaven's sake. Correcting our mistakes, training us to live God's way. And then through the word, we are put together and shaped up for the task God has for us. It's like those new shoes that everybody's advertising, those
shape
Skechers,
ups.
Those
yeah.
shape ups, you know,
yeah.
and they look like a little rocker
Do
thing.
Do those really work?
I don't know. Everybody says.
They don't look comfortable.
They look pretty nasty to me, too. But they say that they shape up your body because, you know, you're, you know, whatever. Talk to me about the word shaping us up, even as we are in a radio show right here, practical living.
Well, you know, we have the, we're blessed to have an opportunity to be on radio. And
yes, you are. Thank you for saying that.
We are.
Well, we really are.
I'm teasing.
Thank you for having us. Seriously.
Oh, no.
We love it.
I'm just joking.
There is a lot involved in it.
It is.
Finding the radio station and paying for it.
Right.
You know, quick plug. We do pay for this every week. And
right.
anybody interested in donating to
yes.
this, go to beaconofhopeministries.com and there's a place you can donate.
Amen.
But with me, this forces us to get into the Word even longer.
Yes.
And what the Word does for me, I was just trying to think of how I feel when I leave the radio station. And it's not only when I leave the radio station, it's other times when I really get a rhema word, when
yes.
I get that, aha, wow, that's exactly what I needed to hear
yes.
at Bible study, or even in my daily prayer, which I
right.
need to do more. But when I walk out of the radio station, I feel like I need to tie a tether rope on my ankle because I'm going to float away because I'm just so filled with joy and happiness and hope and faith and trust.
Absolutely.
And I know that sounds really corny to a lot of people out there in radio land, but it truly is. When you really get something, because when you truly surrender to God and you really get into the Word, the message is there. What I will read today, and Catherine or Nan or Marla, anybody here could read that same verse and get
right.
something completely. God has specialized it.
Mm-hmm.
He has catered it to my need in my life right then.
Yes.
Even if it's just appraised, because what I have found myself doing over the last 2 years, particularly because I have been leading such an incredibly abundantly blessed life financially, in my relationship, in my emotions, everything, what I've been feeling filled of is praise of thanks.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're just so neat. I love you. That's all you want to do.
She's crazy.
You know what I mean? He says, I love you. I love you so much. And
right.
That's because I get deeper and deeper into the Word.
Exactly.
And you it shows you, like, wow,
that's
this
it.
Is what's out there for me.
That's it. And you know, so many people, Catherine, are missing that because they don't open their Bibles. Didn't you grow up in a church where it wasn't taught you that you had to read your Bible or you should read it? It was just like, it's out there. But
this is what we're telling you today.
Right. Right?
Yeah, right.
And what's the difference? Talk to me personally, Catherine, about Michelle. We know what happens to Michelle. I'm like Michelle. I walk out of here after a show, and I mean, I'm just like, wow, I can do another 2 hours. Come on, just give me the mic. You know, I can do another two
you're
hours.
You're giddy. Yeah.
You know, I know, because you're just into it, and you're like seeing God move, you know?
Amen.
Talk to me what's happened to you.
I think the difference is when you're reading the Bible in a Bible study or reading it with a group,
right?
Usually that's how it is. If you haven't grown up reading the Bible, you get in with a group that exposes you to it. So
right.
The difference is, you know, I grew up Catholic, mm-hmm. and like a lot of Catholic and other types of church services, the Bible is what's taught, and you give two readings during the service or whatever, and that's your exposure to the Bible.
Right.
You're not reading it like a book that's important to you,
right.
and that is a reference book for your life to
right.
go back to.
Yeah.
So that was totally different from for me getting involved in a Bible study.
And you really did think that we were all crazy at Beacon when you first came, right? Because and this is a good point, because so many people do think that. So we just tell them right off the bat, you know, yeah, you're going to think we're all crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, the interesting thing is I had found a very good Bible study prior to coming to Beacon.
Okay, good.
In North Tampa.
Yes,
and,
I remember.
I was, you know, reading the Bible.
Yes. And mm-hmm.
And so I wanted more of that. I
right.
was open to that. But, yeah, some of the, you know, the louder, like, praising and,
yes.
and getting
yeah.
you know, that overly excited
like
about
Connie
it.
Like Connie does, right? Like
Michelle.
Connie does. Like,
yeah.
she's wild.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That was a little bizarre.
Yes.
You know? I'm like, yeah, okay.
You guys
not
are
understanding
strange.
That. Yeah.
yeah. right. Yeah.
Not really feeling that right now.
Right.
But it's grown on me.
It's grown
guys
on you.
Guys have grown on me, yeah.
But what has the Word done in you, Catherine? What is the Word? Even take it from a person that's very educated like you are.
What has the Word done for me?
Well, yes.
It's, you know, I love to read.
Yes.
And I love books, period. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is the book that has changed my life the
yes.
most.
Right.
And it's, you know, my whole life will be spent learning and reading, you know, and like you said, you can read the same book over and get different things out of it
right.
at different points in your life. And I can't think about any other book that has affected me that much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when
it has
when
examples for
yeah.
any all situations,
practical.
Right.
Practical living.
Mm-hmm. And it's not, you know, the examples that are in there, for me, the biggest thing is the example of Jesus.
Yes.
And how he treated others and how
right.
he approached different situations. When you start reading and you learn that and you see that as your example, I think you know how he wants us to act.
There you go. Practical Christian living, and it's found this way. Yes, Michelle, talk about that. What's the Word done in your life?
What hasn't it done in my
right.
life? It's counseling on steroids, really.
Okay.
It's you know, what you see. What your common perception is of going to a counselor and healing
yes.
emotionally, the Word not only teaches us that, because I think we're all so focused on our needs, like my needs. I've had emotional needs, I've had physical needs, I've had financial needs, all that have been
right.
Fulfilled, particularly with the prayer of Jabez. My territory has been enlarged.
Yes.
God is always with me.
Yes.
He enlarged my territory, blesses me abundantly.
Amen.
He protects me from evil and ensures that I don't cause any pain on anybody. And that's the biggest part for
yes.
me. And those are my needs. But also, what's exposed
is... There's that word, exposing, our rebellion.
Our joys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Our joys.
Right.
And the happiness and the,
right.
The fulfillment of prophecies.
Right.
You know, to know that Jesus went to the cross and he's taken all our sins, all...
Amen.
Of all of our sins, not
Amen.
Just, you know... The women's sin, not just the men's sin, not just the northerners' sin, not just the
right.
you know Asian
yeah.
sins, all of our sins and sicknesses
yes.
on the cross, and that's what's that's celebration.
Amen.
What I've learned, particularly over just the last year, to 9 months to a year, is the glorious victories
yes.
that we are stopping ourselves from claiming because we haven't got past to our needs.
Right.
We keep, every time a need is fulfilled, we're like, okay, yeah, I need this.
Yeah.
Well, hallelujah, look what happened to me. I started my business a year ago, and I have 55 clients.
Right.
Friday last week.
Yes.
You know, I've been so incredibly blessed to have a person in my life that I never could even imagine being a part of
wow.
my life. And that it's so powerful, especially with our mutual belief
right.
and love for God.
Yes, that
holy
unity.
Cannoli,
yes.
is that, I mean, and you know, that what
holy
we've been blessed
cannoli.
In, what we've been blessed in our lives on a day-to-day basis,
right.
you know, physically. I mean, and that's everything. It
right.
fulfills every single solitary need in our lives.
Amen.
And the lives of the people we love.
Amen. So you're saying that your walk with the Lord is a vital part of your everyday life. It's not just something that you go to church once in a while because the pastor bugs you and says, please come to church. But it is a part of your life. You want to be there and you want to hear the word and you want to praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And something
morning.
Happens in you when you do that.
It does, because every morning I make it a point, and then I feel like, you know, if I've forgotten it, because it's kind of like forgetting to tell your significant other, hey, I love you.
Right.
And we say it often, or your parents or your friends, you know, I love you. But I make a point now within the last
yes.
month. I've been saying, I love you, God. I love you so much.
Yes.
And it's that love is the love that
Amen.
Is spoken in 2 Corinthians. It's that love of just pure agape love.
Agape
that,
love.
That love is just so fulfilling. Like, oh, you're just so neat. I'm going to be around you. And you're so cool. And you're so fulfilling. And we have fun together. And I can
and
lean on you.
You're talking about a relationship
yes.
with God, which is what this program is all about.
Absolutely.
It is about practical Christian living. It's about pointing people into the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that, Catherine. I mean, and even getting to a point where the Word means so much more to you than it ever used to.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know? And amplify on that,
yeah.
if you will.
Well, there's one aspect of reading Scripture, and then there's another whole meaning to it where you read it and you actually take action on it.
That's exactly right.
I mean, you can read the words on the page, and it could not affect you at all.
Right.
Or you could read it and really grasp how Jesus, you know, is teaching us and wants us to learn.
Yes.
How to go through our life. Excuse me. Should have got a water. And I think that what's happened to me is through really getting in and reading the Scripture and acting like it's true.
Right.
Conducting my life like, you know, this is going to be my blessing.
Right.
From doing this has made a big difference. It's, you know, I guess a good example would be today's service where, you know, it's practical and we pray for each other, you know, for someone that doesn't have
right.
a job to find a job, for someone that's been sick to get well. And I don't know if you noticed, but today in service, you actually went around and said over the past maybe 6 or 8 months what we had been praying for. And now
that's right.
this person's healed no
and,
more cancer. This person
yes.
Has a job. Shall,
right. Yes.
And she had been without a job for a long time.
15
you
months.
Named, yeah,
yes.
You had named, you know, 4 or 5 things. And I think that a big part of that is that when we prayed and asked for it, we believed that it would happen.
Amen.
Amen.
And I think that makes a difference. Just
yes.
like reading the Scripture, I believe that it's going to change me.
Right.
I'm accepting it. And it's just confirmation when you get these reports back on,
exactly,
on what's happened. So,
and there are hard times in our lives. We go through some really struggles. Do you want to?
I wanted to throw one thing in there out of this whole conversation.
You guys got one more minute here.
We've
so
been
give
talking,
a quick comment.
Real quick, and we've been talking, and we haven't even really cited any scripture other than
yes.
what you started with, and that's what I want to really put out there. You don't need to, you know. All a prayer is God show
talking
me what you
God.
Need me to do. It's
yes.
talking. And then once you open up that book, and there's so many different versions for your level of comprehension, that you open up the book and you just start reading. That's all you got to do.
Right.
And because I couldn't tell you, I can tell you, it says go because you want to. I can't remember the scripture, but it is go
right.
because you want to go out there and deliver the message.
That's right.
You know, it says, you know, these words won't come back void.
Right.
You know, speak it and they won't come back void. I can't
right.
tell you the scripture that is, but I believe it.
Right.
It's not about knowing the scripture. It's about living it.
It's about living.
Yeah. Catherine
practical
said.
Christian
yeah.
living. You yes. two are such a blessing to this show, to Living the Good Life, and such a blessing to us at Beacon of Hope. And, you know, we want to encourage people to write a note. You got two?
We got two. We
okay.
got one.
Do it real quick.
Great, wonderful thank you from Indiana.
Okay.
Lloyd Lacey. He's
oh, cool.
listening. Absolutely.
Oh, he was
Hi,
in my
Lloyd.
Church.
Yeah.
Lloyd and Cindy. Yes.
Yeah. Love the
wonderful
show.
People.
Keep up the good work
oh.
for the Lord. Lord, he still needs prayers for his eyes.
Yes.
And we're going to stand in agreement.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Lloyd, you go ahead and receive that and start thanking him right now because you're the healed one, my friend.
Yes.
And he said, thank you for all the prayers. And then we got the Deb and Alice. We got a, hey, what's up? Out of Texas.
Out
and
of Texas.
Gonna, yep, and they're going to be talking later
right.
on. But they feel very blessed being part of this ministry, too.
Praise
and,
God.
And as we do with them being
yes,
a part of
we
us
do.
As well.
Exactly.
Done so much for the
we
prayer
love our
ministry.
Team.
And
it's great,
Devin
isn't it?
Alice, great.
Yes. You know, it's a fun time. You know, and I said this, and we'll go to this next song, and then we'll bring some other people into these chairs. But I do want to thank you both for your consistency, your faithfulness, because that's what it takes.
Amen.
When we have a ministry like this, and you're always there, and you're on, and you're ready, and I love you both and appreciate all you do, Catherine and Michelle. Fantastic. Through all the hard times we have in our lives, God is always there, and he teaches us to trust him. I had to bring this song on today because it was my dad's favorite song, Through It All.
Amen.
I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials only come to make me strong.
I've been a lot of places and I've seen so many faces, but there have been times I've felt so all alone. But in that lonely hour, in that precious lonely hour, Jesus let me know I was his own.
Depend on his word. Hallelujah. That is what it's all about. through it all, I've learned to depend. I've learned to trust him, Pastor Jim. I've learned to trust him, Marla.
Amen.
That is what it's all about. You have joined Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We are a global ministry around the world. You may have been be listening to us from one of the new stations in Arkansas or Mississippi. If so, we welcome you today. And we're glad you have joined us in the Tampa Bay area. It's 1340 a.m. and around the world, it's tantalk1340.com. We have a brand new thing. Thanks to our engineer, Bill, you get a high five right here. And we love you, buddy. And Bill has figured out a way that he gets me the show within a few minutes after we go off the air on Sunday nights. It is sent to my email. I then send it to our webmaster, Maxine. A shout out to Maxine up in Georgia. We love you, Maxine. You are the best webmaster around.
Amen.
And it goes to Maxine, and she is able to put our show that we do like right now. It'll be up by tomorrow on our website, Marla. Is that just too cool?
Love technology.
Love technology. You always have loved technology, haven't you? And so you can go to our website at
BeaconofHopeMinistries.com.
Aha. And you can go to the radio part there. Go to on page one, our homepage, and it'll direct you to the radio. And also at the bottom of the homepage, it has a warning label that our radio show can change your life, right?
Amen.
Warning, the
Amen.
Show may change your life. Maxine, that was your creation. That's cool. And so you can go there and you can hear today's show by Monday sometime, usually every week. And so if you have a scheduling conflict, and a lot of people do between 4 and 6 on Sunday, it's a busy time. Don't worry. You can pick up the show later and, in your pajamas, I like to say, you know, in the middle of the night, if you can't sleep, go access BeaconofHopeMinistries.com and listen to Sunday's show and tell some friends. And it's a good way to introduce people to the show. And also we welcome any persons that want to be sponsors of this show. And you can contact me at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com, and we'll tell you all about that. Marla, you're up. I'm interviewing you now. And Pastor Jim's going to be right here, and he may want to throw in a couple comments to you, too. Marla DeFries, I have known you since the second Sunday that Beacon of Hope was a church, which is September of 01. You know what? 9 years, Marla. We've been through a lot together, have
we
not?
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
And you have always been faithful, and you have had a lot of things happen, and we've talked about it on the air, that you've gone through breast cancer twice. Mm-hmm. And are you still full of breast cancer?
Full?
Yeah. You have breast cancer in your body?
Full of God's grace, honey. I'm totally healed.
You really are totally healed.
I have 4 different types of cancer.
Yes.
And I am cancer-free today.
Cancer-free. And
praise God.
Who did that?
God did.
I mean, you went, you had surgeries, and you did medical things, and we are never ones on Beacon of Hope. We do not believe, let me say it positively. We believe that God uses medicine. Let me get it correctly.
Amen.
Okay? God uses surgery. He uses medication. He uses chemo. We are not against those things. Some ministries preach against that. We do not. God uses those things. But you are an example. Sit here today. And we just got an email from my dear friend Lloyd, who's Joan's brother in Indiana. And he has macular degeneration in his eyes. And he's been having all kinds of problems. And we've been believing God for healing for Lloyd. And Lloyd, be encouraged today, because Marla is sitting here having had breast cancer twice and gone through 9 surgeries and all kinds of stuff. Yet Jesus is your healer, and there's no trace of cancer in your body today.
Mm-hmm. God's going to use everyone in the way that if we allow him to use us, he'll use us. It's for his good. And if we just keep that focus,
right?
You know, and he uses, we have different qualities and different talents. So, yes, use God's gift by medical professionals and all.
Right.
Go and get a professional to take care of you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But, you know, when I believed that God was going to heal me, that was either way. Even if I died, if that was God's will, then that would have been a blessing.
Right.
But had I lived, which I am living, then it has put me to a whole different level of helping other people, of supporting other people.
That's a great
telling
point.
Them what God has done for me. You know, I have a whole new calling on my life because of the cancer that I would not have had Exactly. Had I not gone through what I've gone through.
And because you know that God has used all those things, but he has healed your body entirely.
Right. And he's also touched the medical professors and the professionals that took care of me.
Right.
There was a nurse that.
That's because you have a big mouth, right?
I sure do. I'll tell him about God, honey. He revamped the pastor of the church, the hospital.
The chaplain.
So, I mean, by me going through this, he planted me in areas that he needed me at.
So are you saying, so let's piggyback on the song we just did, Jim, that through it all, we learned to trust God, right?
Right.
Through it all, we learned to trust his word, okay?
Yes.
Had you not gone, that song says, had I never gone through all these awful things, I would never have had the opportunity to trust God completely.
Oh, it is trust. I mean,
it is trust,
isn't it? When you're going surgery, not knowing how you're going to come out or if you're going to come out, you have to completely have faith in him that he's going to take care of you and see you through it.
And he did.
He did.
And he has.
Oh.
And, you know, you even, after all of that, went through a whole nother set of circumstances where you developed an infection and went to your brain. And you were, like, we called you for a while, our favorite little wackadoodle. But, you know, that has all healed, too.
Yeah, the doctors say, they said I would not ever be off the medicine. God took me off the medicine after a couple of years. But I didn't try to take control of myself.
Right.
I just was as faithful as possible, kept going to church, kept being close to God.
Right.
Staying with the relationship and trying to learn more and be more.
Grow your relationship with him.
Right. And believe that he was going to see me through. If he saw me to it, he's going to see me through it.
Amen.
And he has not let me down yet.
And have you noticed, Pastor Jim, that Marla rarely ever misses a service?
Amen.
You know, and it is that desire to be in the word. Have you noticed that about her?
Yes, I have. And it just, I mean, actually before this, Marla and I were out there talking and it was really good. I mean, we got into nitty gritty stuff, you know, out there, and
praise God.
And you know, Marla, the word's in here. It's
right.
In your heart.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you told me sometimes I have trouble reading the word and understanding. Believe me, girl, you got it right here. You got it in your heart.
Amen.
And that's where God wants the word. I mean, anybody can get it in their head.
Praise God. Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't do you a whole lot of good. Mm-hmm. You know, you can spout scripture all you want, but it's when it's in your heart that it brings
life. Oh, that's
life.
A huge point.
And I couldn't read for a while, and so I listened.
Yeah. When the infection was in your brain, you couldn't even read.
I couldn't read without more in my head, so I would get CDs, or I would just listen to you, or just listen to tapes. And that connection kept me going.
Right. And so we're saying to all of you out there, some of you, like our brother Lloyd, have gone through some really difficult things in your life. In fact, you know, our email is up. We want to hear from you. Pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. And we even want to pray for you if you want us to pray for you at the end of the show. Pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. But through all of those things that you've been through, Marla, I have seen you, because I've known you now 9 years, I've seen you grow in God. I've seen you have a desire. And you're right, Pastor Jim. She has that knowledge down on the inside of her. She's got that desire for God, does she not?
Amen.
That, I mean, just radiates from you. And
You know what they say?
What? What did they say? I want to hear what they say.
They say you're a new creation.
Oh, amen. That's
what
Second
the same person
Corinthians 5:1. Yeah,
it's true. I didn't understand
new creation
that.
In Christ Jesus.
I never knew what that meant.
Yes.
Now I see my old life has gone away.
Yes.
I thought, how could that happen? It really.
But
does.
You're not the same. You don't have the same desires and goals, and your everything shifts when you surrender. You know, talk to me about that word for your life.
Well, also the things that were acceptable before, now my spirit kind of cringes.
Yes.
If I hear someone cursing before, I just let it roll off my back.
Right.
But now it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know, just little things like that that used
You're
to
different.
Not really bother me. Just now, just it's not acceptable to the spirit that lives in me.
Exactly. And that changes everything, doesn't it?
It does. It makes it, I'm a child of the light.
So amen.
So all the scriptures are coming they're coming true for me.
And they're coming alive in you.
They really are. It's great.
And you like being on the radio?
I like being on the radio. Yeah.
We like having you on the radio.
Trust me, Marla, I know that.
Praise God. Marla and Jim, I want to talk to you both a minute here about just this fact that we want people to become partners with us at Beacon of Hope. And you know, every ministry has partners. I've been a partner with Kenneth Copeland, with Kenneth Hagin Ministries, with Marilyn Hickey Ministries. I mean, Pastor Jim, you have too been partner with so many ministries. Mm-hmm. And when people say that, I know that most times they're talking about money. And yes, we appreciate the donations, but the most important thing is prayer partners. Do you want to talk about that for just a second, Marla?
Well, in anything, whether it be work or any organization, you get more work done when there's more people doing it. Okay, Harvest Hands. It's just
amen, girl. When,
if you can't get out there and do the work yourself,
right.
Or if it's going to take you a week to complete it, if you have two people helping,
right.
You can get a lot more done in a shorter length of time.
Exactly.
And that's what partnership is all about.
Right.
You know, it's people believing like mind of with the same goal.
Right.
And getting the work done. And so if you can't be the one that physically go out there and do it, or physically come in here and be on the radio and devote the time to prayer and study and to help people, then what you do is you invest in those who can.
Okay.
And so our ministry partner would be people who would plant good seed.
Right.
You know.
Finances. Which is good.
Are also good Christian-based businesses.
Right.
You know, this is great advertisement.
Right, sure.
Tax deductible. So there's different ways that you can become a partner.
Tax deductible, she's always thinking.
Well, hey, I've got a business degree.
All okay. Right.
So, you know, it's just you put your the good soil.
Right.
You invest
you
in good soil.
You plant in the good soil.
Right.
And the reason Beacon of Hope is good soil, Pastor Jim, you got,
well,
got your Bible open.
Wanna,
go ahead.
I want to read some verses out of Philippians.
And again, folks, this isn't planned, so go
right.
ahead.
Philippians chapter 1, starting with verse 3. Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Mm. Whenever I pray, I make requests for all of you with joy, for you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now.
Amen.
And I'm certain that God, who began that good work within you, will continue his work until it's finally finished on the day when Christ returns. So it is right I should feel as I do about all of you, for you have a special place in my heart.
Praise God.
You share with me the special favor of God, both in my imprisonment and in defending and confirming the truth of the good news.
Praise God.
So the ministries you partner with,
yes.
You share.
Kenneth Copeland
like
always
said,
has said that.
Yes.
That
you
the
share
people
that grace.
Exactly.
That's poured out on that ministry. Like Marla, that's mm-hmm. exactly what you had said. You not only share the, you know, share in giving, but you share in the what the blessings that
yes.
are poured out. And I firmly believe that. That as we partner with people, the blessings on their ministry,
yes,
we participate in that.
Yes.
And, you know, as we partner with different, you know, if you partner with us, the souls that are saved through this ministry,
right,
then you've been a part of that.
Right.
Right.
You know?
There was a time at my church in Indiana, Cornerstone, which Dear Lloyd was a part of that church and some of the others. And there was a time we went through a real financial struggle, and we owned a building. So there was a mortgage payment, and there were all kinds of things. You know, and I was a full-time pastor, so salaries and, you know, all kinds of things that we had to pay. Mm-hmm. And there was a time that we really struggled. And I remember one particular day, I went in and I opened the checkbook. The treasurer wasn't there that day. And I looked at it, and it was like almost nothing in it. Okay, it was like a really difficult time. And I sat down and I started writing checks to other ministries. Okay, I remember some of the checks were only $10. I mean, they were just little. But I mean, I sat and I wrote check after check after check, put them in the envelopes, got them ready to mail. I wasn't going to send a bad check out. It wasn't like that. But I was believing that by doing this, a step of faith. And it was like the very next service, the windows of heaven opened up. We were able to send out all of those checks. God began to just pour in the finances. And it was a lesson I needed to learn here about
Amen.
Partnership. And I mean, that day I was sending to all these, you know, that I've mentioned, Derek Prince and Kenneth Hagin and all these. So becoming a partner does not mean that you are even probably physically right here in Clearwater, Florida, because most of our partners aren't even here.
Right.
They're in other states and other parts of the globe. But we just want to welcome today on our third anniversary. We want to welcome new partners, and you can become a partner by just emailing me personally, pastor@BeaconOfHopeMinistries.com.
And we want to thank all of the partners
yes.
that have been so
yes.
diligent
in seeing this ministry continue for these 3 years. It has been a real blessing.
Yes, for the radio ministry, absolutely. Oh, yes.
And, you know, our partners and our listeners, I've had phone calls from many of them saying how much this show or that show has blessed them, touched their lives, and they've taken parts of it and were able to give that away to others in need.
Wow.
So it's just a domino effect of how hearing a rhema word, getting a word, can just allow you to take that and bless others with it.
Absolutely. That's what happens, doesn't it? Yes. And I really want to talk here a minute about praise reports because, and Alice, are you on the line?
I am.
All right. There she is. Hello. Okay. Alice, you are the head of our prayer ministry. And you used to live here, but now you live in Houston. But it doesn't matter because Beacon of Hope is global. And so the fact that you're the head of our prayer system doesn't matter at all anymore, does it? Except
no,
that we miss
all.
You. Except that we miss you terribly. Yeah. But Alice, tell the listening audience how they can send in their prayer requests and why they would do that and how they can be a part of the prayer team. Would you do that?
Prayer requests can be sent in through prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. The reason that you would want to do that is, if you have prayer requests, of course, but if you want to join the prayer team, you can send a message to the same email address.
Right.
And, by doing that, then you can also pray along with the rest of the Beacon of Hope team and see how God is working, because not only do we get prayer requests, but we also get praise reports. So we can see the prayers that are being answered. And it's pretty cool to see how God works.
Oh, it is. What does it do for you, Alice? And by the way, you sound a little different today because we're trying a new technique from Houston. You're Skyping, right?
I am Skyping. How does it sound?
It sounds, I don't know.
Incredible.
Incredibly clear, yes. It's really cool. It's like very forceful. I don't know. But anyway, soon we're going to have the technology that we'll be able to see you when you're Skyping to us, right? So, but tell us what it does to you, Alice, when you hear a praise report. I tell you, Alice, I wish you and Deb could have been at church this morning because it was hard to get the service started. There were so many praise reports and so many things that people wanted to share of how God had answered prayer. But talk to me, Alice, what happens when you do that, when you hear those reports?
Well, it's very encouraging. It is, because you could be at a point in your life where, you have things, at times desperate situations that you're praying for, things that are really weighing heavy on your heart. And when you hear how other people's prayers are being answered, it's very encouraging knowing that there's that hope that those prayers that you're praying will be answered.
Absolutely. And Alice, usually you give us a list of praise reports, but we're going to have Pastor Jim share a few right now. For the next couple seconds here. Go ahead, Pastor Jim.
Just in the past year, we've had 3 people healed of cancer.
Absolutely.
One person healed of a stroke. One person healed of a neck injury. We've had at least 2 people delivered from from alcohol addiction.
Absolutely.
I mean,
salvations.
We've had people getting saved. I mean,
notebook.
They laugh at me because I'm the man with the red book.
Yes.
I have one column for prayer requests and another for praise reports. I mean, just this morning, one of the new couples at church that we prayed for.
Yes.
They're not homeless. We prayed them.
They were provided for.
Yeah, they were provided for.
Yes.
That was something. We prayed for Marla's mother, had 3 answered prayers.
Right.
Another person in church, Michelle, had got all these blessings at work. I mean, prayer.
Yes.
Prayer works. And God moves through our prayers.
Amen.
Oh,
that's a good idea. Yeah, hit the bell every time we have a praise report. There's so many, aren't there? Marla, in all these years of Beacon of Hope, we have seen God move mightily. And the theme of Beacon of Hope is where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. Do you want to comment on that before we go to station ID? I mean, that's what we're about, don't you think?
As long as we remain open,
yes,
God's going to send the people through our doors to us.
Right.
That we will be able to be the beacon for.
Right.
And hopefully Amen. They're going to turn their life over to him.
Absolutely.
And get a better life.
Amen. And there's so many times we will never know how many people listen to the radio right. show, right? And but we are doing it, step of faith. We're excited about it. We've got so much more. We've got another full hour. Bill, give a station ID, and we'll be right back.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg. WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel. And KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, Ooh. Arkansas.
Sheridan, Little Rock, Arkansas, and all the way into Mississippi. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And this is our third anniversary show. That means we have completed three full years of live shows on this radio station. We started out 3 years ago, Connie and I and Nathan Burton, that first Sunday. And there were only, we only had an hour. We had a 5 to 6 slot. And within 3 or 4 weeks, we went to 90 minutes, and we've been 90 minutes for a long time. And the last 2 months, we've been 2 hours. And I don't know about you, Jim, but we managed to talk that long. How can we do that?
Well, first of all, we're talkative. Secondly, praise God, he's given us so much to talk about.
Right, exactly. Yeah, he has. He really has. And so we're glad that each of you have joined us today. We want to hear from you. The email is up. You can send in any prayer requests right now to prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. And we will read those. If there's any prayer requests, we'll pray for those issues.
We'll definitely pray for those.
Absolutely. And get on the prayer team. As Alice mentioned a moment ago, you can join the prayer team by sending her your email information at prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. And Alice will make sure you get on the prayer team and you receive all the emails that come in from all the different places around the globe. So we want you to become a partner with us. You can do that financially. That would be great by going to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. You can click on PayPal and give a donation. Whoa, there we go. I guess we had some feedback going on. Okay. So anyway, next up, we've got somebody calling in. Is she on the line, Bill? Is Carol here?
Carol is here.
Carol is here. Carol Witcher from Covington, Georgia. Carol, you have been a part of Beacon of Hope, you and Maxine, since about 2004 or 3. I'm not sure. Long time ago.
2003.
All right, long time ago, right?
Years ago.
And you wandered in. I don't think you wandered in. You came by invitation. You came into one of our services one day, and we loved you guys so much, and you became an active part, and you taught one of our, recovery group for a while, 411.
Yes.
And Maxine did a lot of administrative work, and you guys have just been an integral part of the ministry. And then a few years ago, God called you to move to Georgia, and you've been ministering up there, and you're still a part of Beacon of Hope from a distance. But can people do that, Carol? Can they become a part of the ministry of Beacon of Hope? Pastor Jim kind of alluded to a minute ago about the partnership. You want to talk about that a minute before I interview you?
Well, I think that you can be a part of Beacon of Hope wherever you are, as long as you have a communication means, such as your computer or your telephone, or
right.
if you have the opportunity to actually walk into the campus and be in the service right in the Tampa Bay area itself.
Right.
But, it's vitally important that we as individuals find a place to take our spiritual home. And we have found that at Beacon of Hope. And
right.
even though I have ministered up here and continue to do so in various and sundry ways and places, our heart is still at Beacon of Hope because
right.
it is a God-filled church. It's where the Word of God is taken and utilized to spread it through the rest of the world.
Right.
And we go all over the world in this ministry. We get new prayer partners and new ministry partners all the time.
Right.
We're very grateful for that. And it's an exciting part to be part of a ministry that is alive and well and really tries to take the words that Jesus has spoken and put them into ordinary people's lives.
Exactly. And, you know, some people, Carol, may think out there, well, I go to such and such a church in such town and in Louisiana or whatever. Can I still be a part of Beacon of Hope? What's the answer to that?
The answer is yes, you can be a partner of Beacon of Hope. You can become a prayer partner. You can become a financial partner. We never ask anybody at any point in time to give any specified amount of financial
right.
help.
Right.
We just let God place that in your heart as to what you can and will give.
Right.
And you can do that by tapping into the website, beaconofhopeministries.com.
Right.
And then you can go on site there, and it tells you we have a PayPal button that you can click and make your donation. You know, you're putting your money into good soil, good fertile soil, where it will be returned to you tenfold in the blessings that God has promised us.
Well, Carol, let me ask you a question now. Why do you do this? Why are you? I just put Marla on the spot, and I put Catherine and Michelle on the spot. I want to put you on the spot, Carol, retired school teacher that you are,
yeah.
And a person that doesn't have to do this. I mean, you radio team members, none of us are paid for doing this. This is a volunteer, we want to do it type commitment that we make. Why are you, Carol, investing time and all of this into the ministry, and what's happening in you? Talk to me.
Well, I invest the time in it because, number one, I believe in it.
Okay.
I believe in the position of the ministry. I believe in the outreach of the ministry. I know that Beacon of Hope is trying to be what God has called all of us to be.
Amen.
I also believe that in 1 Timothy 3, it explains very much to me what we're supposed to be doing if we accept the call of Christ on our lives.
Right.
The call of Christ was placed on my life as a preacher and teacher and speaker of the word and a doer. Maxine and I have made the commitment individually to do the best we can with the gifts that we have been given.
Amen.
And Beacon of Hope is fertile soil.
Right.
It's a place where we're not so concerned about numbers of people as we are about the numbers of people that we actually help and do through spreading
exactly.
the word of God throughout every means that we have.
Right.
And the website is a beautifully done website, as you all well know.
Oh, yes, it's beautiful.
And,
we love it.
You know, and me being up here, I feel like this is where God wanted me for this time period. Because
right.
Beacon is reaching so many people up in this area
yes.
that they're clamoring for a physical Beacon of Hope.
Right. Wow.
Be placed in the Atlanta area.
And you never know what God's going to do, do you?
I don't have any idea. And when I surrendered my heart and life to God, I was an open book. I said, take me where you will, do with me what you want
Amen.
To do.
Amen. Amen.
And once I ended my secular job of teaching school in Polk County, Florida for 30 years, I said to God, as I was making the commitment to leave the school system after that period of time, I said, I'm yours. Do with me what you want. I have done the pleasurable thing for me, which was to teach school.
Yes. Yeah.
And I firmly believe in Ephesians 6, 10 through 19.
Right.
That I wear the armor of God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I could get through the world if I didn't.
Amen.
So, Carol, you're saying that the word of God is so important to you that you elect to spend time sharing it on the air. You elect to spend time counseling people because, Carol, I don't know anybody who's busier than you on the phone with people from every state and around. I mean, sometimes it's hard for me to get my 2 cents into you, Carol, when I want to because you're so busy counseling on the phone. But you do that out of the love of the Lord and the fact that God has placed you in that position. And the people do call you for prayer and counsel, do they not?
They do, constantly, and I find it such an honor that God would, for whatever his reasons, give me that gift and that ability.
Right, exactly.
I had a friend of 67 years call me Friday and say, I never really realized what you have meant to me.
Wow.
And how you have been counsel to me and
yeah.
how you have taken time out of your ordinary life to spend it on the phone with me, listening to my plight or listen to me in person or encouraging me when I had no encouragement left. And I'm an exhorter.
Yes.
And I have that exhortation through the living word of Jesus Christ in me. It's, you know, when Marla was talking about how your life is forever changed once you face a catastrophic illness, and cancer certainly is catastrophic. It was for me a period of time in 08 when I was diagnosed in 08. We had such a wonderful time going to Emory. We were there every single day except Saturday and Sunday. And it was an opportunity for both of us to minister to the staff, to the patients.
Right.
You were with us once when I had to be in the infusion lab. It, to me, was fertile ground. We walked in there. I rode, because I was now in a wheelchair-type situation because I was so weak.
Right,
but we
exactly.
went in there every day looking for a way to take the living word of Jesus Christ into a horrible situation.
Right.
And we made so many wonderful friends, and we eased so many hurting hearts.
Right.
Just this past Friday, I was there again for my annual checkup, for the mammogram checkup every 6 months.
Right.
And a young woman from France was there. And she had nobody over here that she knew. She was a PhD candidate in French literature and at Emory.
Right.
And she had no one. And she was had just found the lump, and she was scared to death.
Right.
I ministered with her in just word and praising God until they took me back for my exam, and Maxine continued it.
And, Carol,
we
it's not about...
Heart.
Exactly.
You know, God put us there in
exactly.
that room on that particular day.
And, Carol, that is a huge point that I want to make on this show today, that ministry does not mean that you, necessarily that you have some degree, that you, like Marla, not you, I guess it was Michelle, said earlier, that she may not be able to quote where all the scriptures are, but she can. She has a real good idea of what they're saying, right?
Yeah, that's
and, Carol, so often people are stymied, I think, by the devil. They're stopped by of just reaching out and sharing their life experiences because they feel like they can't say the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
You know, the disciples didn't have the
Bible.
Well,
you know, it's
right.
very interesting that sometimes, I guess, in our lifetime of leaving our living in our family's nest and then leaving the nest and trying to figure out who we are, where we're going, and what we're going to do eventually.
Right.
We tend to forget that the Word of God belongs to each one
exactly.
of us individually.
Right.
It cannot be doled out by a priest. It cannot be doled out by a pastor. It cannot be doled out by a deacon based on our, quote, worthiness. Because
right.
we'd never be worthy at that point.
Exactly. We would not.
To receive it. But it belongs to each of us.
Yes.
And we can receive it, we can read it, we can accept it, we can hear it, we can see it in action. And sometimes, I know miracles, we had at Bacon of Hope, if you all recall, we had the season of Milagres.
Yes, we did.
So we had those mm-hmm. miracles. We knew it was the season of
right.
miracles.
We had so
sometimes
many.
Sometimes the Word of God only comes through the miracles for people to really understand.
Exactly.
Marla was speaking of the miracles in her life and how she really began to understand
right.
deep in her soul spirit what the Word of God was doing in her. And praise God, look at her today.
Woo, look at her, Carol. Carol, you are a blessing to us at Beacon of Hope. Maxine is such a blessing. We appreciate all the hard work on the website. She continually does. And now this new venture of putting up those shows the next day after we do them. All of that is such a blessing. Carol, you being a
yes,
part of our team.
Amen.
I mean, it's just incredible. We appreciate you guys so much. And I, you know what? Right now, through the ability of technology, we're going to send you both a great big piece of anniversary cake.
How wonderful.
Yes, we're going to Skype this cake to you, Carol mm-hmm. and Maxine right now. Right, Connie? It's going up to Georgia right now. It's going through the lines. You should have it coming any minute. Patricia and Samantha just walked in with this incredible anniversary cake. So, Carol, Maxine, you're going you're going to get your part here in just a minute. But anyway, Carol, you gave me a perfect segue into our next song. It's one of my favorites. It's one of Connie's favorites. We decided to put it on here today. Defining moment. It's that moment when we make a decision that changes our life. And forever, our life is defined from that decision. Carol, thanks for being on today. Talk to you real soon. Defining moment.
There comes a time in every heart, a time of real decision, when we reach the point of choosing how we will live our lives. Rise up from that moment, the moment we surrender and choose to follow Christ. He's been waiting all our lives to hear us say, I am yours, Lord.
is resting in his promise, the promise that he'll make me everything that I should be. I will and I will die for the cause he set before me, to take this love inside my heart for all the world to see. Oh, all of heaven celebrates when they hear someone say,
God. Connie, that's one of our favorite songs as you take the hot seat over here to my right. Oh, Connie Farmer, you have been our musical director on this show for the last 2.5 years. And you've been faithful. You've done it every week. And we thank you so much.
Remember, I was in the hospital, too. You had to redo some music.
Yeah, but, you know, that we punted for a couple weeks when you were in the hospital. But, yes, basically, you've been the musical director for 2.5 weeks. And while
two
you
and
gather
half,
your
weeks, or
years, years,
weeks,
years, 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 I'm sorry. If you just joined
See,
us.
Look, this is what the cake looks like.
Oh, how
I tried
cool.
to send it to Maxine and Carol, but it came back with a big red X. So I
all right,
maybe
we'll
Maxine
send that.
Doesn't have phone on or pictures on
All right,
hers.
We'll have to send that to them, even if they can't eat it. You are listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministry. It's our third year anniversary show. And we are excited about that. We have completed 3 years on the air, and we are starting year number 4 next Sunday.
Amen.
That means 159 live, 158 live shows, 159 shows, mm-hmm. and one that was pre-recorded. Mm-hmm. And wow, Connie, what a joy that has been.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Pastor Jim just got an email from a family we've never heard from before.
Cool.
And do you want to just read a couple things?
Yeah, it's a prayer request for this person's father who's on a ventilator and has blood infection.
Okay.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah. And,
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
And also for his mother and sister. So we're going to definitely put those requests on the prayer list. And And we're going to believe that
there's
going to be answers.
Absolutely. Yes. And we thank that person for writing in. Prayers at Beacon of Hope Ministries. It ends in IES.com. Send your request even right now during the show, because we're going to pray in just a few minutes for the needs. You can write a comment. You can write a question or anything. Or if you have a specific question you want to ask one of the people on the team, that's okay, too. And pastor at beaconofhopeministries.com. Connie, it's my turn to talk to you.
Brother.
Hey, you know, this is kind of cool. I kind of like this, interviewing our team, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of been fun. Connie, you've been a part of Beacon of Hope also since 2003.
Is that when it was?
I don't know which one you're at here. I think you're right there, up there.
Yeah.
Got it? Okay.
Yeah.
You've also been a part of Beacon of Hope, like Carol and Maxine, since a long time ago, like...
Yeah, January of
2003?
I think.
Okay, long time ago. And when we started to do this radio ministry, it was a big step of faith, was it not? You were
yes.
a part of that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we stepped out in faith and we said, we're not sure exactly how we're going to pay for it. We don't know what God's going to do here, but... Connie, would you tell the listening audience about the fact how God has provided?
Just like he provides for everything else.
Yes.
Is, you know, we believe that he's going to do it.
Yes.
He wants to do it, and he does it.
And he does it. He does it. And every week, put our check in the box out here, Pastor Jim, before we started the show today. That's the way it is around here, which is great. I think it's a great system. And we believe God every week for the amount of money to do the show. And in 3 years, there's not been one time we have not been able to pay. Not mm-hmm. one time. Mm-hmm. That's God's provision. Connie, why do you do this show? Why do you spend time doing the music? Because you are such a blessing to us to plan the music. And, I mean, you and I, we kind of talk a little bit during the week, and you say, what's your theme going to be? And I tell you what I'm thinking or praying. Sometimes that changes. But you really... Talk to me about that.
Well, and sometimes the music doesn't even match what you told me. I mean, you know, maybe a couple songs do,
right.
But then it trails off to another area.
Yeah.
Because that's the way that I was taken.
Right.
And
I trust the Holy Spirit in you. Talk about that.
Yeah. You know, I just, like, I'll read part of the scripture that you're going to read, and there may be just a few. Sometimes there's words that stand mm-hmm. out. And then it's amazing how God works, because I'll be driving to work and I'll hear the song on the radio.
Yes.
That I was either thinking about, or another song. And as you listen to the words, because sometimes, you know, you're just driving along and you're not really paying the music. The radio is just noise and background noise. But then all of a sudden the words grab you.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I listen to it and then... I'm driving with my knees and writing on a scratch paper.
You do
piece
that too?
Of paper.
I'm really good at that.
and we'll be praying for your safety.
No kidding. I used to text. No, I didn't text it. But, I used to. I used to carry a big pad of paper. Now I have like little scratch pieces here.
Yeah,
and there.
Right.
And so I write it down on that and. Then look it up when I get home.
So the Lord gives you the direction for the show. And it's, you know, we talk about it, Jim, don't we? How it's so cool. Though, so many times we're sitting here, we're talking about something where I don't look ahead to see what song is coming up usually. And then it just dovetails. The right. Holy Spirit. Do you want to comment on that before I quiz Connie Moore here?
Well, and I've noticed that.
Yeah.
In the praise and worship music.
Because you do that. You're the worship leader
at
church.
It's the same thing. I mean, you just depend on the Holy Spirit, and boom, it just falls into place.
Yes.
Well, and sometimes you think, I look back at the list, like when I'm handing it to you.
Right.
And I'm thinking, wow, this is going to be some show, because these don't even work together.
Right. Yeah.
So.
But they always have.
They do.
Yeah. I don't know of a time, Connie, where I've walked away from the radio station thinking the music didn't fit the show. It just always, God does it mm-hmm. by His Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Why do you do this show? Why is this important to you in your daily life?
Well, I enjoy being a part of something that's doing a good thing for the overall.
Okay.
For, you know, and we all agreed that this was part of our outreach.
Yes.
And, you know, we've spent a lot of time marketing, like at different events that we participate in, that we market the radio show more so than our church, because most people, especially in our community, don't get up in the morning to come to church.
But we sure had almost standing room only this morning, didn't we? It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it is hard to get people up sometimes on Sunday mornings.
It is. Yeah. And it's, I think it's really cool, like 4 o'clock in the afternoon is a pretty good time to be able to, you know, if you have that interest or, you know, desire to hear more of the word, that you have that access. And now with Maxine being able to put it on our website sooner rather than later, you know, it's even better.
Well, it's just like TiVo. You know, sometimes I miss one of my Rays ball games. Not mm-hmm. very often. I mean, I try to hit as many as I can. But there are times that I don't get to see it, but I can TiVo it, you know, and go back and watch it later, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Connie, the Word of God, you grew up in church all your life, like Pastor Jim and I did. But there's been something that's happened to you in the last few years since you've become a part of Beacon in relation to the Word of God. Do you want to share that with our audience?
Well, I came from, you know, we did go to church a lot, different churches throughout my youth, childhood, you know, early adulthood, whatever. And then as I got older, you know, I was always looking for something.
Right.
You know, some kind of service. And over the years, you know, since I'm only 40, no, there, probably there's just a few years, but
yeah, okay. Forgive her, Lord. Forgive her.
Um, through the years, you know, I've had bits and pieces and glimpses of things that I liked in church services. And I was on the hunt, mm-hmm. you know, for a church.
Right.
A word-based church. And I probably didn't know that it was the word-based part. But
maybe it was you were on the hunt for a move of God's Spirit moving in a service.
Absolutely. Because, I've told you before, I used to belong to Amway.
One of the best,
what I searched for was a church service that was akin to the church service we had on our functions that mm-hmm. we used to have, like quarterly or four or five, six times a year, where we would have a huge worship mm-hmm. service, and we would have well-known mm-hmm. Speakers come in, you know, preachers.
For Amway rallies.
For Amway rallies. But they were also Christians, and some of them did the morning church service. And that actually is where I first heard New Song.
Oh, okay.
Which,
great group.
Yeah.
Yes. We use a lot of their music.
Yeah, they have, there's just so many Christian artists out there who write such phenomenal music. And, you know, the difference between that music and mainstream music is just, it tells a story.
It does.
Country music does too, to an extent. And some mainstream music does. But, you know, it says what we need to hear.
And that's your passion. And it stirs mm-hmm. in you, doesn't it, when you do this music. Mm-hmm. And it's that. And I'm so glad. And when we had our soundboard up, which we will again soon, you were always running the sound and making mm-hmm. sure everything worked together mm-hmm. as the services happened. And that's your love.
Yep.
And we appreciate you so much, Connie. You're a blessing to this ministry so much. You're constant, your faithfulness, and the cake. Out there and the oh my gosh, I can't wait to see it.
It
says Living the Good Life right on it, doesn't it?
Living the Good Life. Here, I'll show
you. The name of our show here. Alice, are you on the air?
I'm here.
There you are in that crazy Skype thing. Wow. There you are. Alice, you are up, and Connie's going to show us. Oh, you're going to have to send this to Deb and Alice, see if they can see it.
Yeah, maybe I can.
Living the Good Life. It is so cool. 3 years. It's got a big cross on it. And actually, we should have them bring the cake in.
She doesn't want to come in.
Oh, okay. All right. Then we're not going to do that. But we can send it to you. All right. And also, before I get ready here to talk to Alice, anybody that has a prayer request, you can send it in right now, prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com, or comments, questions, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. Alice, are you with us and talk to us about why do you spend the time doing this show, Alice?
Well, as you were asking the other participants this question,
yes.
I was thinking about it.
Okay.
Cheater.
Yeah, you got to hear the responses.
I thought about it, and I remember when you first approached Deb and me about doing this.
Right.
I was very nervous, mm-hmm. and I get nervous because I don't know what I'm going to say, and then somehow God gives me, you know, whatever
somehow.
It is he wants me to talk.
Was that a somehow you said?
That's for pastor's benefit.
Right, right.
Good job.
But I remember, and I've talked about this before, about, you know, there was a time in my life when I was, you know, very depressed, and I didn't go out because I was basically scared to leave my house. I didn't socialize with anybody, and the only outlet I had was the television or the radio. And the ministry that I got was through the radio. So if I can somehow give that back to somebody else who may be going through something similar to what I went through, then, you know, I think that's what God would want from me.
Exactly. Yes. And that's what it's all about, isn't it, Alice? Just giving it out and giving it away and sharing your experiences. And letting people know that you are human, you live in some of the same circumstances as others, correct?
Oh, definitely. I wish that there had been somebody that I could have listened to or talked to who was going through the same kind of emotional battles that I was going through.
Right.
Because I think that would have helped me a lot.
Right.
Or somebody that had already been through them and found a way out.
Right.
I think that would have been wonderful. I didn't have that. And, you know, I hope that God will be able to use my experiences and what I have gone through to minister to somebody else.
Right. And when you share, sometimes do you feel vulnerable maybe on the radio? I mean, do you feel like, oh, wow, I mean, I just bared my soul. How does that feel?
It's scary. You know, I deal with fear a lot. And, you know, that was part of my issues. And, it's scary, but I'm learning to lean on God, and I'm learning to trust that God has put this all together for a reason.
Exactly.
And that he's, you know, everything that I went through, he's using that.
Exactly.
And you know, us falling into Tampa and falling into Beacon of Hope was a God thing.
Right.
And I really believe that God uses Beacon of Hope to help me in my walk, and at the same time allows me to minister to others.
Exactly. Absolutely. And that's what it's all about, don't you think? And don't you think the best ministry, Alice, is when we can just speak out of our heart, out of our life experiences, and say, you know, I was going through something similar to that, and here's what God did for me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And in fact, that will kind of bring me around to something that I wanted to share, because I have a scripture here.
Go ahead.
That really helped me get through some of my fear issues, and I still rely on it. It's
okay.
From Isaiah.
Okay.
It's Isaiah 12:2, and I'm going to read it from the King James Version.
Okay.
That's how I first read it. It says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation."
Amen.
So, you know, just holding on to that, I say, okay, you know, I'm not the one that has to be strong. You know, God's strong for me. And that has helped me through so many, you know, different situations in my life, knowing that it's not up to me to be strong, but I can lean on God, and he's going to be strong for me.
He's your strength and your salvation. That is huge. That's profound, because he is always there for us. Is he not, Alice? I mean, I know you have said you've been very vulnerable and open on the air and told how you went through a long period of depression, but how God was always there, and he eventually pulled you out of that mess, didn't he?
Oh, he did. It's been an awesome walk ever since.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, you know, and through all of this, as we've been talking on the radio, we are committed to making these radio broadcasts. We want to boil it down to the practical. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And don't you think that is our effort, and what we're trying to do, Alice, is just bring it down into people's daily life experiences?
Well, yeah, you have to be able to talk to people in situations that they're currently in.
Right.
Because if you start, you know, spouting off, high-level stuff, people
right.
may not be there, may not be at that point of being able to grasp that.
Exactly.
What they know is, How can this help me right now?
Right.
With what I'm going through, you know, with these struggles in my life, with these situations, with these personal relationships, whatever, how can God help me through that?
Right. And that's what we're talking about here on the radio. Wow. Praise God. Alice, we're going to cut it a little short, because I've kind of messed up our time numbers here a little bit. So we are going to go to this song, and then we want Deb to come on. But thank you so much for sharing. And Alice, we can't begin to thank you enough for heading up the prayer ministry and doing such an awesome job about it and with it for the last couple years. And I don't know about you, but doesn't it bless you, Alice, every time we get a request and every time we get a praise report?
It does. You know, it helps to know that I can do something. That
Amen.
In some
Amen.
Way, even so far away, you know,
right.
being in Houston, I can still help. There's still people whose lives I can touch and help on a daily basis.
Praise God. All right, great is thy faithfulness. And I think we can all echo a big amen to that. And
amen.
When we come back, Deb, you're going to be on. Everybody, listen to this song. It is fantastic. It's going to bless your socks off.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest. is not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faith. Faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided.
Great is thy faithfulness. Mighty God, you have been so faithful to us at Beacon of Hope. And we just praise God, don't we, Connie, Pastor Jim?
Amen.
I mean, is he faithful? Is he wonderful? He always is. You know, we've got great, exciting things in this next year of broadcasts. We are believing God for more outreach for this radio show than ever before.
Amen.
Yes. We are believing God to open new doors where we can get this show out. We're so glad that we have all of Arkansas, Mississippi now, besides the internet. And Deb, are you with us? Because we need your help here, helping us do some of this and figuring it all out. We're going forward, aren't we, Deb?
I'm here.
We are. And I guess in looking at our little list, you know, I don't normally have a little list, and I was trying to get everybody in equal time. And I have messed up the time here, Deb. So we won't have as many minutes here. So I take responsibility for that, because I was watching the ball game last night and the Cubs were actually hitting the ball, you know, and I got real excited. I'm sorry, but they were, and I love the Cubs, but they were actually hitting the ball. And I guess messed up the time, Deb.
So you were watching the Cubs?
Yeah, I was, because the Rays weren't on last night. So, okay. Deb, tell me this. Why do you do the work of the ministry, and why do you do this radio show, girl? I want to hear from you.
It was prophesied over me a few years ago that this is where I should be.
In ministry, yes.
Mm-hmm.
When it was prophesied over me by some very good friends of mine who are ministers, I turned to one of them and said, "You're nuts."
Right.
But, you know, since I've answered the call that God has on my life, my life has changed.
Amen.
So much. And I know you ask us for a scripture that we live by. And,
right.
And back in 2007, while attending a church here in Houston, before we went to Tampa and then back to Houston.
Right.
I had an opportunity to have some ministers pray over me and lay hands over me. And at that time, one of them whispered in my ear that God had a plan for me to minister to those in a lot of areas. And one of the things that he said was that, you know, God wanted me to be on the wings of eagles and to spread his word.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, you guys are nuts. I'm not doing that. And after that, I was doing some reading in the Bible, and I came across this scripture, and this was months after this. And I came across a scripture in 1 Timothy that I live by now. I don't know what translation this is out of, but it's, "Do not neglect the spiritual gifts you received."
Yes.
"Since prophecy spoken over you when the elders of the church laid their hands on you."
Right.
"Give great attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your tasks that everyone will see your progress. Keep a close watch on how you live and on your teaching. Stay true to what is right, for the sake of your own salvation and the salvation of those who hear you."
Amen.
And while we've been on this particular radio show, you know, we've been wondering why God took us away from Tampa and sent us back to Houston.
Right.
And while we were on the radio show, one reason came to me, and that is this. God brought us back to Houston so that I could be here for my best friend who lost her grandmother probably about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
Very, very close to her grandmother. It was a really hard thing for her. And she knew that I was, you know, really into following the path that God had in my life. And we never really talked a whole lot about it, but she turned to me and asked me to pray for her. And I did.
Amen.
And on Easter Sunday, and she was brought up in the church, but she's a, you know, let's go on the holidays and kind of thing.
Right.
She's going to church with us. And on Easter Sunday, she recommitted her life to Christ.
Praise God.
And she's so hungry to learn, because she wasn't brought up in a Bible teaching church. And she's so hungry to learn God's word and to learn what God has for her.
Amen.
And, you know I've said this to you, Pastor, but I know that God brought me back here because God has given me my first sheep to minister to.
Amen.
And my best friend.
Right.
And I know that's one of the reasons why God brought me back here. And the other thing that I find very interesting, you know, I was not the best nice person in high school, and I didn't have a lot of friends. And I'm finding now I've got high school friends turning to me and asking me for prayer, and I'm ministering to them.
Praise God.
Most of it is over the internet, via email.
Right.
But, you know, that's why I do this.
Right.
Because it's just a way to get God's word out. And you were talking earlier about what this radio program does and how we share. Like Alice was talking about how she shares personal experience.
Right.
You know, our radio show is a personal experience of life.
Right.
And how God's word works with our life and directs our lives.
Amen.
That's what this radio show is about. Because no matter what subject you choose to speak on, it depends on who's on the radio show with you, because none of this is pre-rehearsed. You give us an idea of what we're going to talk about, but we share our personal experience. And in sharing that personal experience, we reach out and touch somebody.
Amen. Amen, Deb. That's it.
That's right.
Out, you know, and we were talking about praise reports, and I think that probably Jim, you know, kind of put this in with the praise reports, but I just have to say that right before we left Tampa a year ago to move back to Houston, my father was diagnosed with cancer.
Right.
He's cancer-free now.
Praise God. There you go.
There's another one.
There's another one. Praise God. Yes.
I know that, Pastor Jim, I know that you spoke of this one in the praise reports, but I just have to really shout this out. My friend, Pastor Jamie, who is in Seattle, Washington, had a stroke a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and has been healed from that stroke.
Yeah. Right. Amen. Praise God.
And a big praise report for him.
Yes.
So, you know, you want to know why I do it, that's why I do it.
Praise God.
Because there's people out there that we can reach out and touch. And if we touch that one person, and that one person shares what happened to them with others, that's how God's word spreads, because Amen. That's what the disciples did.
Amen. You said it so well. And I'm going to have to stop you there because we're running out of time. But Deb, you are wonderful. You're a blessing. Alice, you are too. Thank you both for being on the prayer team too. But thank you both for being on our radio team. You're just a vital part of it, and you're such a blessing. And there's been so many times you've had to pinch hit and do things for us, and you're always there. So we thank you both. Thanks for being on today. And I'm sorry we have to go, but God bless you both. Thank you so much. And Pastor Jim, let's go to you, mm-hmm. because I really messed up the times on our sheet, didn't I?
But this is interesting,
isn't it?
I just have to say something, Deb. You stole my scriptures. Okay?
How about that, Deb? You took his scripture. But isn't that interesting? Because I had messed up the time, but that was the same scripture that you wanted to talk about. Those are
scriptures that God showed me a long time ago. That one part about kind of orthodoxy of not just orthodoxy of belief,
right.
You know, watch your teaching, but also Paul says, watch your life.
And, yes.
You know, somebody can be, and I've been there. I mean, you can be just as orthodox as you want to be, but Paul says you got to have both, because if your life doesn't match up your teaching,
right.
it's just dead.
Exactly.
You're just ministering death. And I know before you've asked me to preach or teach,
right?
One of the prayers I always pray is, Lord, don't let this be just words. Let it minister life.
And don't you feel that? And Connie, you can jump in here too anytime. Don't you feel, Jim, that about the radio show too? I mean, we've made some points today. Different ones have made the points that it's practical Christian living, mm-hmm. that it's allowing the Holy Spirit to lead when we're here in the studio and just going with what God has for us.
Right.
But also it's that getting the word out that God, there's hope, you know? Go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, we are able to minister through the word, through prayer.
And right.
We minister life. We minister hope. I mean, just this morning at church, we had such ministry going on.
Oh, yes.
I mean, people were getting prayed for, and the gifts of God were moving, and you know, the spiritual gifts were moving. And that, I mean, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
You know. I expect a bumper crop of praise reports from this morning.
Absolutely.
I honestly do. I mean,
God
was moving, and I expect there to be praise reports. We'll hear about them Wednesday night at Bible study,
right.
maybe next Sunday, but we're going to hear those praise reports, and that's such a great thing, because
absolutely.
Our prayer works.
And it's because we believe, you know? I mean,
Amen.
Connie, no, it wasn't you, or maybe it was Marla earlier that stuck your head in the door and said, you can't have a miracle without an impossibility, correct?
That was Marla. I didn't say it this time.
But you always say it, don't you? And how important are those impossibilities? Because those show us that God can do it.
Right,
you know?
And gives us faith.
Builds
our faith.
Right. So no matter what your struggle is out there today, we are just fanatical enough to believe that God hears our prayers and answers them. Amen. And that is living the good life.
That's right.
That is living that life where we are proud to say we're Christians, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got your yellow Big Bird shirt on.
Yeah, I had to wear my shirt.
You had to wear your radio shirt. Yeah, I didn't get home between church and...
But I wore yellow.
We all have yellow on, don't we? Yeah, but... Yeah. But Pastor Jim, does it bless you to be able to share here with our listening audience?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is such a wonderful way. I mean, just, I love to talk about God anyway.
Right.
And it's such a great way to do that. I mean, just
right.
to say, okay, this is what God's doing. And like you said before, just to talk about the practical, the nitty gritty things, because, you know, our lives are lived here and now, and the Word of God gives us instructions, as
exactly.
it were, on how to live in the here
right.
and now, and how to maneuver in this world system, and how to stay close to God
exactly.
when the world is tugging you away.
Oh, wow.
And,
I know it.
And that's such a ministry that we have through the radio broadcast.
Yes.
It's getting that out, because there's a lot of people struggling with any number of issues, whether
right.
they're health or emotional or financial or, you know, situational, whatever it happens to be.
Right.
And that's one of the big ministries I think God has called us to. We're here to give people the truth of the Word of God
right.
that'll make a difference in your everyday life.
And we're committed to doing this.
Amen.
You know, Beacon of Hope is
Absolutely.
Where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. Connie, Jim, you guys are... and all the rest of our radio team, you guys are committed to doing this, and we're committed to finding more avenues to get this show out across the
Amen.
Airwaves in this new year. And we don't know how all that's going to happen, but for you out there listening, we want you to begin to pray with us that God's going to open more doors to get this show more places. And mm-hmm. because we want to share that God is alive. He's hearing our prayers. He's answering our prayers. Miracles are happening, and He will give you hope and a renewed desire and strength. Connie and Jim, I'm going to come back to you in a minute for final thoughts. For those of you out there right now that need somebody to pray for you, we encourage you. Make use of our prayer line. That's what it is for. Alice will get that prayer request and get it out, write a prayer, and it will go to our whole prayer team. prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. And you may say, well, I've written a prayer request for this before, and just keep doing it until you get your answer. I always say at church, don't hesitate to come up for prayer more than once about something. You know, right, Connie? Don't
right,
we do that?
Right.
We pray for people.
Keep praying until you believe you got it.
There you go. And then you'll see the answer, mm-hmm. and bam, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage you to do that. We encourage you to become a partner with us at Beacon of Hope Ministries. And just write me, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com, and you can become a partner. We encourage you to give financially. Go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. You can give a donation today on PayPal. If this ministry has been blessing you, even one show during the last 3 years, we encourage you to give to the ministry, because it is only going to go to pay for more shows. That's where it's going for.
Right.
And so we encourage you to be an active part and a partner with us. If you're not sure today that you are saved and going to heaven, that's the most important thing right now. And Pastor Jim, I'm going to ask you to repeat this prayer after me for any of that might be listening today that's not sure of their salvation, that if they died tonight, they'd be in the arms of Jesus. If you aren't sure of that right now, pray this with Pastor Jim. Repeat it with him as I pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in Jesus' name.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in Jesus' name.
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
That He died on the cross for my sins and my sicknesses.
That He died on the cross for my sins and my sicknesses.
That He is the risen Lord, risen from the grave.
That He is the risen Lord, risen from the grave.
And that I can be your child, God.
And that I can be your child, God.
That I can receive the blessings that you have for me.
That I can receive the blessings you have for me.
And the blessing of salvation this moment now.
And the blessing of salvation at this moment now.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Live in me.
Live in me.
Forgive me for anything and everything.
Forgive me for anything and everything.
That I've ever said or done.
That I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I declare this day.
I declare this day.
I am your child.
I am your child.
You are my father.
You are my father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. If they prayed their prayer,
Woo!
Pastor Jim, we want to hear from them,
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
They can contact us.
They can contact us at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that would be a wonderful thing to do.
To hear from people that
yes.
have prayed that prayer. We have had people pray that prayer through the years. So, Connie, give me a final thought here. It's been a blessing to be on the air with you all these 3 years, because you are the one that's been here through it all.
Through it all.
That's why we had to do that song, right?
Yep.
Through it all, we've
yep.
learned to trust in Jesus.
Yep.
And there's been times that we've had hard times. We've had
mm-hmm.
Things happen in the ministry that have been hurtful and painful and hard, like any ministry. But there have been times that we just go forward, don't we?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and the hurtful times, you just, it's hard to not wonder why or not to feel bad, but you just pick up and go on because our goal is what we're shooting for is much greater than the little things that try to weigh us down.
Absolutely. Because it's all about spiritual things. It's all mm-hmm. about growing mm-hmm. and it's about getting stronger in God. Pastor Jim, we just got an email in. You want to read it real quick?
Yeah, this is from Carol. Let's remember to pray for the devastation and loss as a result of the tornadoes in the Southeast, in Mississippi, Alabama, and other areas.
Okay.
And that
all
was,
right.
I understand there, there were deaths in
there
Mississippi.
There were, yes, absolutely. So thank you, Carol, for that reminder. And we do that. We just speak right now.
I just got a text from Deb.
Okay.
I don't know if I should read it out loud, but I will. Awesome, awesome show. Seeing everyone in the studio makes us miss you guys even more. We love you all. Thank you for allowing us to be part of the ministry of Beacon of Hope. We love you all, Deb and I.
Oh, that is cool. That is so cool. And I thank God for our prayer team. Connie, Pastor Jim, Marla, Michelle, Catherine, Deb, Alice, Carol, all of us, we all come to you every week. You know, we try to just bring a couple of you on at a time because it's hard doing a two-hour show here with everybody. Mm-hmm. And as you saw, how I messed up. But that's okay. And I am so excited to be on this show all the time. I mean, even mm-hmm. Pastor Jim, I don't let you host very often, do I?
No.
I'm going to have to do better about
well,
that,
when
aren't
you're
I?
Out of town.
Well,
hey,
when I'm
now,
out of
when
town.
When are you leaving again?
I don't know, but I'm going to Georgia sometime and Indiana this summer. And so there's all kinds of things. Yeah, you'll get some times here, guys. But, it's just because I love it so much. I just love this ministry of the radio.
It's fun.
It is great.
You know, I always thought that I'd be scared to death to just, sit here because...
You never thought you'd be a radio star, huh?
I'm not a radio star, but
yeah.
I do like sitting in here.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
So it's been a blessing in your life, right, Con?
Huge.
Pastor Jim, do you have a final thought here, besides the fact that there's cake out there that says Living the Good Life on it that is just waiting
so
for
too.
You and for Bill to devour?
But, well, it's just such a blessing. I mean, I moved down here from Chicago.
Yes.
And one of the things that I said I was going to do was find a church, and I praise God for the internet. Thank
right.
you, Maxine.
You found Beacon
of Hope. Found Beacon of Hope, and, immediately felt apart. But it's just the ability to fellowship.
Yes.
And that's what I was going to say. If there's people listening to us in the Tampa Bay area,
right.
please come join us on Wednesday nights.
Oh,
we have prayer meeting.
What happens on Wednesday night?
Prayer meeting, 6:15.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We meet for prayer, and then we have Bible study at 7 o'clock. It's very informal, just kind of talking about the Word back and forth.
Interactive. Bring your Bible. Bring your notebook.
And also come join us on Sunday mornings. We had a great service this morning.
Yes, we did.
If you're anywhere in the Tampa Bay area, please come and join us.
Right.
And just see
what... You won't regret it.
Yeah, right.
Really,
exactly.
You won't.
And just come see what we're all about.
Absolutely.
And
give it a
visit
try.
Visit the website. I mean, there's all sorts of information on there. The address, the directions. It's great.
Wow. I tell you what, these 2 hours have gone terribly quickly, right?
Yeah,
oh, what a blessing. We love doing Living the Good Life. We are
Amen.
Glad you have joined us today. We want to hear from you. And I know I've said it 100 times, but I'm going to say it one more time. You can email me directly, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. Go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. Find out all about us. And now, because of our wonderful engineer and Maxine, our webmaster, you can access this radio show by tomorrow. It'll be up there on beaconofhopeministries.com. Tell a friend, tell a relative, tell them, introduce them to the ministry of Beacon of Hope. That's what it's all about. So we got to crank up this song because, Connie, we've used this for the whole 3 years. And let's just blare it out there, Bill. It's not far to Jesus. It's been great. God bless you. See you next week.